WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A potential third indictment for former President Trump, and he told a crowd in Iowa last night he's becoming an expert in subpoenas. Sources say Special Counsel Jack Smith notified Trump late Sunday that he's a target of the investigation into events surrounding the insurrection.
Smith's investigation is also looking into Trump and his allies' alleged efforts to overturn election results in several states, including Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Michigan. The Michigan Attorney General charged 16 people yesterday, accusing them of acting as fake electors, submitting false certificates after the 2020 election, claiming Trump had won the state.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. More details about the American soldier detained in North Korea after dashing across the border. The Pentagon says 23-year-old Travis King willfully entered North Korea. Officials say he was supposed to be flying back to the U.S. after being held on assault charges in South Korea, but instead left the airport and joined a tour of the border region. This is ABC News. The star of Barbie says they tried hard to make it relevant and fun.
Barbie leaves her dream house and leaps into movie theaters tomorrow night.
Wow, this is the real world.
The film, yes, about the doll so many have grown up playing with for years. But star Margot Robbie tells us it's not just a toy story.
I think what was going to be important for this movie specifically is that we could honor the legacy of the Barbie brand, but also have a culturally relevant conversation with where we're at today and everything in between.
Barbie opens in theaters this weekend, and some are predicting it could earn $100 million or more in North America. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Some tree trimming has sparked an investigation in L.A. Workers severely pruned city-managed trees in front of Universal Pictures. Those trees were providing shade to Hollywood workers on strike walking the picket line. This as Los Angeles is in the middle of a heat wave. A first-generation iPhone sold at auction for $190,000, 380 times the original price of $499. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the one, the only, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Mr. Zommers looking absolutely stylish today. He actually has a camera now, and he has this fantastic Van Gogh-esque Star Wars shirt. Yes, model that for the folks on the stream.
Yes, now you can see. instead of stars, we've got the Death Star.
Oh,
we've got a stormtrooper up in the front, and instead of a bunch of trees, we have like AT-AT walkers and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I really like that. Did you get that online or what?
Oh, it was in Kohl's or some Kohl's, clothing store, really? A few years ago. It's one of the shirts that I got like late high school, early college, that I actually kept.
And see, that's exactly, here's what I'm talking about. For those that have been listening, I've been going through a little bit of a move, not a little bit. I've been moving apartments, and you try to purge every time you move. And so I'm going through this, and like, well, do I really need this? Am I going to wear this again? And that's a great example of a great shirt that you, from time to time, particularly like on May the 4th be with you day. May 4th, you want to pull that out, right?
Yeah, that, and I have another shirt that unfortunately I've had to retire due to it having too many holes in it.
I like that, having to retire.
it's Boba Fett's helmet made out of music notes.
Oh, nice.
I got it at Star Wars in Concert when I was in probably like, I don't know, sixth grade. Well, I got a different shirt, which was, you know, child-sized. This one my dad got, and eventually he's like, hey, you want it? And I'm like, heck yes, I do. But now, because due to two of us wearing the crap out of it,
it's had to be retired.
Yeah, it's gone.
Not retiring of the show today. Great program coming up today. By the way, it is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. And that means one thing. Tuesday Tangents with the one, the only, Luke Mathers. You heard him just before our show with William Walter. Co-host of Town Call. He'll be in the 2 o'clock hour in his normal time slot for some Tuesday Tangents. Talk about things they talked about on their show today. Also, a little current events. And here's the big deal, having Luke on the show on a Tuesday, is he brings with him his cachet of Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. As you may or may not know, Luke is in charge of all the tickets we give away here on the show. He keeps them in a mayonnaise jar. They've been sealed under Funkenwagel's porch, and they've been there since noon. And so, as he likes to remind me, they are not paper tickets. They are electronic tickets. Luke has a pair of tickets to this Saturday's Milwaukee Brewer game. We gave two away yesterday. He gave us another set to give away today. We'll do so in the 2 o'clock hour when he is with us. Two tickets to this Saturday's game. That is the 22nd of July. And the National League East leading Milwaukee Braves, or Milwaukee, well, it used to be, right? The Atlanta Braves will be in town against the Milwaukee Brewers, who, of course, are in first place in the Central. It is a battle of first place teams in the National League. You can see it. Be in those club seats. We'll give two tickets away to that game at 6:15 this Saturday, the Brewers and the Braves, and we'll do that in hour number two. Also in hour number two, at 2:30. Really excited about this interview today. Josh Mills, the host of Rarefied Air podcast. Air is spelled H-E-I-R, as in heir apparent or heir to the throne or an heir to a legacy. Josh Mills, probably maybe a name that you have not heard, but his parents were Hollywood legends. And his mother's first wife, a Hollywood legend as well. He'll be in talking. He has this podcast now where he interviews kids of famous people. I was listening to one of them today. Really great. A great talent, a great find. And looking forward to, I was going through all this. I'm like, my gosh, we could do an hour with this guy. But Josh Mills will be in at 2:30 and talking about his Rarefied Air podcast, Hollywood, television, and everything else in between. Until then, we're going to be taking your calls this morning or this afternoon. Pardon me. Big story today. First, well, we do have another Trump indictment. We'll go through that a little bit later. But the top story I want to lead off with today is, and we've been talking about this, the AI technology, artificial intelligence, right? We've been talking about the fear is this is going to be used potentially in political campaigns to make you think that certain things that aren't true are. And now we have the first verified, or certainly one of the first verified ads that's partially true, but artificial intelligence has been used by whom other than Puddin'Fingers DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the man who likes to eat food with his hands like pudding. Yes, exactly it. And so we'll play this ad coming up. The question to you all today, I want you to weigh in because this is serious stuff. We're going to make a little fun of it, but this is very serious stuff. If you found out that a candidate was using artificial intelligence to skew ads, would you write that person off and not vote for them? Or would you still vote for a candidate who uses artificial intelligence to create untrue ads? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Would you still vote for a political candidate who uses artificial intelligence to create ads that are entirely false or to skew the truth? And the question becomes, well, maybe the candidate themselves didn't know about it directly, but maybe it was a PAC, a political action committee, that did it. Would you still be okay voting for that person if they called out the political action committee? 844-967-2789. We'll take your phone calls when we come back to the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 77. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
On the Civic Media Radio Network from our brand new studios, our world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, high above State Street. Appreciate you listening in and tuning in. And a couple of people on Facebook stream have given us some great feedback. We appreciate when it's kind and just FYI, we appreciate that. We know that there's a little bit of an issue in terms of music on the Facebook stream, and those are things we're going to be correcting here in the days moving forward. The main thing was just to get the show on the air, and now we're kind of tweaking the other things. But please keep telling us those things because we appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, especially right now when we just switched the entire studio to a different building and like over a weekend, which is pretty quick.
Right, just like that. By the way, I was talking to our colleague Kristen Bry last night. Fantastic program, of course, As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon. And we were talking about technology and social media. And, of course, I'm on the new Threads, and I did that in part because Kristen was on Threads. Let me tell, if you don't know, Kristen Bry is a social media guru. She's on them all, and she's very proficient, and she's very good at it. And I thought, well, one of my friends sent me an invite to this new kind of premier social network called Blue Sky. You have to get an invite to get in. And I thought, well, this is fantastic because I'm never ahead of Kristen in anything, let alone social media. And I thought this will be great. So we were talking about this last night because I think somebody clipped up that cut and made a promo of it. And it turns out Kristen's like, yeah, I was already on Blue Sky. So she was ahead of me even in the Blue Sky. So, all right, I know. That was not so good for Toddy. Kristen Bry every morning, 10 to noon on the Civic Media Radio Network, As Goes Wisconsin with Jane Matinier. Always a good time had by all. Asking for your calls this afternoon on this issue of Ron DeSantis's group, his PAC group, using artificial intelligence of Donald Trump's voice in a new ad. So what they did is Trump attacked Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on his Truth Social network. And then what DeSantis's people did is took those words that he wrote and then used artificial intelligence to put it into his voice. We're going to play the clip. We're going to go to the lines. I have a couple of callers on the line, so don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you're on the lines, don't go anywhere. I'm going to take your calls in just a moment. Mr. Zomers, we're going to play. This is the actual ad now. Trump never said this in his actual voice, but listen to what artificial intelligence did.
Governor Kim Reynolds is a conservative champion. She signed the heartbeat bill and stands up for Iowans every day. So why is Donald Trump attacking her?
I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds, and when she fell behind, I endorsed her. Did big rallies, and she won. Now she wants to remain neutral. I don't invite her to events.
Trump should fight Democrats, not Republicans. What happened to Donald Trump? Never Back Down is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So there you go. Never Back Down is the pack that supports Ron Puttenfinger's DeSantis. Being reported by Politico and a story on The Hill today. And they've confirmed this. They did this. They don't back down from it. I'm talking about not backing down. They admit it. So Trump actually did tweet this. He's quote unquote said it on Twitter, but they took AI. I mean, I don't know, Mr. Zomers. I mean, if I was just listening to that in the radio or a podcast, I couldn't tell that's not real, could you?
Yeah, if you didn't, like, if you just saw that, it does not say on the screen, this is AI.
Exactly.
And so you hear it and you're like, that sounds a little weird. It sounds kind of like they edited a sentence he said.
Right.
Because the inflection's not 100% right. But it doesn't necessarily sound fake. And I think that something like this, provided it is a statement that he made on social media, could be okay if it has a disclaimer. This is AI generated. It's not actually his voice.
All right. All right. That's a new take. Only if you have a disclaimer, you're okay with it.
If it is something they actually did say in a text form. Like if they just took things and they're like, I eat babies for dinner every day. They're the best babies. Then like, unless he said that, which I wouldn't be surprised, then you shouldn't do that.
All right. What do you think? Would you still vote for someone that used AI in their advertising? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. Or you can also hit us up on the app as well. Let's go out to Mark in the sack. Mark, you probably heard the clip there, the actual AI clip. Would you vote for someone if you knew that they were using AI?
No, I wouldn't. And I've heard of some of the lacrosse talk before. You're talking about Blue Skies?
Yeah, Blue Skies. Yeah, the social network, yeah.
And Blue Skies smiling at me, nothing but Blue Skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but Bluebirds all day long. That as soon as I heard Blue Skies, that came into head. No, certainly not. I mean, they should be called out for, you know, even with the disclaimer, they're sort of bearing false witness because the guy didn't actually say that.
Right.
He might have written it, but he did not say it. And that it strikes me as that you have to hold these people accountable for what they're doing. I mean, if it's not actual the person actually saying that stuff, because people are going to miss the disclaimer.
Right.
And that it's just out and out wrong. I mean, and for these people that they should remember, I can't remember what number it is, but bearing false witness is bearing false witness, and it's right up there in the in things we're not supposed to do column.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that it's nothing surprising out of Ron DeSantis. Anything that evil little putting stuff in his mouth hands. Is surprising to me that the guy is just a slug, I hope he goes down in flames with the rest of them. That I hope he burns out as fast as Scott Walker did when he was on the presidential campaign trail.
He's burning through his money, that's for sure. Mark in the sack, always appreciate you calling in, and also appreciate your listenership, my friend. Thank you so much, really appreciate it. Well, would you vote for someone who used artificial intelligence in their campaigning? Is that okay with you? Or are you done with them after you find that out? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would you vote for someone if they use AI in their campaigning? Let's go back to the lines. Go down to beautiful Racine in southeast Wisconsin, our brand new station down there. We have Sharky from Racine. What say you?
Well, definitely not. Would not support that type of information. And but I got to thank you, first of all, for your platform. I'm excited for this radio and all the other ones that you guys are putting out there in satellites. I love it, and we got to stay with it. But you caught me cold because I was out cutting my branches on my trees, and then I said, I got to call in.
Well, that's great. Are you listening to us on the app or over the air down there on WRJN in Racine, Kenosha?
I'm on the app.
All right, cool.
The app here, and I spent many years on RJN talking as well. I will tell you this, that I'm retired now, but I was 40 years plus both in the law enforcement and the legal field, mm-hmm. not an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a lot of positions where I was actually like a spy. I was the tech spy. We'd set up wires and all these different things.
Wow.
So on today's talk, I mean, we could go forever, but there's apparatus out there now that most counties are utilizing these things. And it's called a cell phone interceptor.
Okay.
Through cell towers. And right now, it is not illegal to operate that cell tower interceptor. Some are called stingers. Some are called dirt boxes.
Mm.
But you can bet most, if not all, every county in this state have possession of them. And somehow they actually go out and submit listening procedures, and it could be used for various things, including politics. Now, I'm not telling you that it would be okay to use in the legal field as a as you know, evidence. Mm-hmm. But they're using the information. They're strategizing their approaches. And I have warned every board I sat on, and anybody wanted to keep their communications rock hard solid, you better take precautions, because they're out there, they're using them, and we should have ordinances / state laws, statutory federal laws, mm-hmm. that would cover the utilization of this as a legal wiretap and an infringement on our personal information.
See, Sharky, this is exactly the kind of insight I love from our callers. It's one of the main reasons I love doing this show for because of people like you. Refresh my memory, if you'd be so kind, as a former law enforcement officer. In Wisconsin, you can record a conversation if only one party is aware, correct? Both parties do not have to be aware. Is that correct?
One party consent.
Right, one party consent. So, in other words, if I want to record, if I want to call you, and for whatever reason, and record the conversation, I can do so legally without telling you it's being recorded. Correct?
That is correct.
So that's kind of the way that this interceptor, what you're talking about. But this is like not a connected call. Essentially, it's to put it in layman's terms, is like a spy or tap device where people are just intercepting our calls in the air and then listening in.
And that's true. And here's where I'm glad I'm actually not in the field anymore, but I'm mm-hmm. still trying to make some good trouble here.
Right.
Where we have situations back in the day, we had serious cases where we needed a wiretap. We needed that pen register. We needed for homicides, big cases, large this from here to there. And we'd have to kiss a lot of butt with the judges. And mm-hmm. a lot of times we got turned away. And, you know, it sits in my craw. On some very solved cases,
sure.
where though we didn't have a good enough evidence, where the judge just wouldn't allow it.
Wow.
So I would say in Wisconsin, for beginners, and I've talked to my people, I said, start looking for law to prevent this from happening, because right now, look how much effort is given to politics. And look how everyone's diving in, doing all these dastardly deeds from mm-hmm. left side, right mm-hmm. side, top side, down side.
Mm-hmm.
And for a guy that's been around, not that I'm a special dude, but I was proud of my career and put a lot of bad things away into where they belonged on the shelf. But I am all about this. And that's why I'm so excited what you're talking about. I love your programming. And I hope a lot of people are listening. They can scratch their head and maybe call their politician and say, outlaw these darn things and control them, and the federal government should put them under lock and key with provisions.
Well, Sharky, you are welcome on this program anytime. We really appreciate your listenership and your insight here. Before I let you go, I've got about a minute left. So if someone wanted to use this interceptor for not good things, it might not be admissible in a courtroom in a legal case, but they could potentially take those phone conversations and do exactly what DeSantis did and make it into a political ad against their opponent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And currently there is no law against that.
Correct.
Wow. That's talk about deep state, right? That's a little scary.
Well, yeah, and I'm looking at the local politicians.
Right.
I have many, many wonderful people around me, and I love these people.
Right.
I will be there for them. But I tell you what, it has to be corrected. And so what we're talking is a stinger. The stinger box comes out of Israel.
Right.
That's one of them. I know in Racine County, they've got six or seven of them they're operating right
wow.
now as
Sharky, up against a break. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're up against a break. Call anytime. Sharky and Racine back with more calls after this. It's the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A potential third indictment for former President Trump, and he told a crowd in Iowa last night he's becoming an expert in subpoenas. Sources say special counsel Jack Smith notified Trump late Sunday that he's a target of the investigation into events surrounding the insurrection.
Smith's investigation is also looking into Trump and his allies' alleged efforts to overturn election results in several states, including Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Michigan. The Michigan Attorney General charged 16 people yesterday, accusing them of acting as fake electors, submitting false certificates after the 2020 election, claiming Trump had won the state.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. More details about the American soldier detained in North Korea after dashing across the border. The Pentagon says 23-year-old Travis King willfully entered North Korea. Officials say he was supposed to be flying back to the U.S. after being held on assault charges in South Korea, but instead left the airport and joined a tour of the border region. This is ABC News.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long.
Just because I really enjoy this song, this variation of, who sings this? Who is this?
Ella Fitzgerald.
I thought so. See, Ella Fitzgerald, she's fantastic. And only because it's Ella Fitzgerald, I let it play for a while. Because that voice is just God. It's fantastic. But cannot let it go. Mr. Zahmer is just sticking the knife in and twisting it. Yes, Todd, you are not on the social media cusp of of being first. No, Kristen Bry beat me to Blue Sky. It's also a fact.
I wasn't trying to stick the knife in. It was just Mark from the Sack brought up that song. And yeah, I thought, you know what? Who doesn't love some Ella Fitzgerald on a Tuesday afternoon? I can't get used to that either.
Like, if there's any place I need to take second place to, it's Kristen Bry. I'm fine with that, you understand. And Ella Fitzgerald is fantastic. So, yeah, all kinds of new. We're talking about social media AI technology, but specifically about this article in The Hill and Politico today. We played the cup before the break. Around the Ron DeSantis pack called Never Back Down has created this new ad, this video and audio, and it takes Donald Trump's words that he actually wrote on his social platform attacking Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, and then through artificial intelligence recreates his voice to make it sound like he said that verbally. And then they use that artificial voice and put that out over the air. Would you vote for a candidate who used artificial intelligence against their opponents in a campaign? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on whether or not you would still vote for someone for office if they used artificial intelligence. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let's go to the text lines. You could also text us as well. And down to Milwaukee, actually Jeff in Shorewood texting in saying, okay, gotta love that megatype that use AI against their own. But in this case, it's an actual quote. I guess it's fair game. A little bit what you were saying, Mr. Zomers, but you said you wanted the disclaimer along with it.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, I did mention to you over the break that I'm still even iffy on that stance, just because we've been fine so far without having AI voices, mm-hmm, just having the announcer, whoever's reading the ad, be like, Ron Johnson doesn't want you to have fun. Here's what he said. And right, then they would just read it.
Right. Here's another caller listening to us here in Madison on WMDX in Madison saying, not a chance. I'm assuming that they would vote for someone who used AI. This could possibly be the only lawsuit he, Trump, could halfway win. Well, actually, I don't know. Because as the caller there, as Sharkey pointed out, a former law enforcement official, there's no law, no ordinance against this right now. And that's what he's saying, is that we need in Congress and at the state legislature new legislation that would regulate AI.
That's why the AI business leaders have been advocating for that for a while now. They're like, hey, the technology is here. We need to legislate it now.
I mean, I think we're already out of the genie's already out of the box or out of the bottle. I got my Pandora's box and the genie's out of the bottle mixed up. It doesn't matter. The genie's out of the bottle. We've opened Pandora's box. AI is here. The dog robots are here. And by golly, if we don't get a hold of their tail, they're going to bite us. I'm telling you that right now.
The cat's out of Pandora's box and the genie is too.
Here's a listener texting us, and you can text or call in, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. Would you vote for someone who uses artificial intelligence, or what's your feeling on it? Give us a call. You can text us via the app as well. Here's another texter at WMDX here in, actually listening out of Milwaukee, but listening on WMDX, I'm assuming over the app. This is Lynn in Oconomowoc, and it says, can they capture texts? It's a great question. My understanding is no, it's only the voice over on these stingers, as Sharkey and Racine was talking about. But I don't know. I don't know. It might be possible they could capture text as well, but they can certainly capture voice. Lynn in Oconomowoc, we appreciate you listening in today. Here's another listener. This is Wes in Middleton listening to us on WMDX here in Madison saying, quote, it's a race to the bottom over there in the GOP. Campaign laws do need to catch up to prevent use of AI to spread false information. Thank you, Wes and Middleton, for listening to us. We appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, there's been congressional hearings on this. And there is a bit of bipartisanship on this because it could go both ways, right? Both sides could use this technology to take down the other one. And politics is, as someone who worked in it for 30 years, someone who ran campaigns, who is a past two-time candidate for a state assembly, there's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on in politics already. I don't think we're any, well, there's no want for that. But when it comes to AI, it is cowboy Wild West right now. It's pretty much no regulation at all. Go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would you vote for a candidate who used artificial intelligence to attack their opponent? Let's go right here in Madison. Joe in Madison, we appreciate you listening in. What say you?
I maybe didn't get all the details on this particular story, but I did hear you before the break referring to whether someone could use this recorded information from a stinger, as you called it,
right,
to put into an ad that Ron DeSantis could then broadcast, correct? Is that one of the questions?
Yeah, we're talking about the Ron DeSantis ad where he actually used something that Trump tweeted, but then put that to an AI voice that sounded like Trump to make him sound like he said it verbally. But yeah, the other issue is that a caller from Racine, who is a former law enforcement officer, said there are these stingers out there that can capture audio conversation, and that theoretically could also be used like locally in a state race.
Yeah, I would throw into the mix in terms of whether you could use what that last caller was referring to, the stinger that had been recorded. As I understand it, you know, you can record in a one-party consent state such as Wisconsin, but it gets into another area if it's actually broadcast. You know, if it's under the FCC,
really?
Then at the head you have to say, as a journalist, that you are going to record this conversation with the intent that it may be used in a broadcast, that it's actually broadcast. And so there's a difference between recording it and then recording it and using it for broadcast. Now, I don't know. Broadcast not being the same as cable, broadcast not being the same as TikTok, broadcast not being the same as, you see what I'm saying? I would just encourage anybody who's planning on doing this to check with a communications lawyer before they drop right. that stuff in there, because you know, it could be subject to FCC fines if you actually went the route of broadcasting some conversation by with someone where you have not gotten their consent from the get-go. And from the get-go, apparently you have to say it at the head. You can't go back and go get it. So as I understand it, I could be wrong in these details, but so I wanted to throw that into the mix. Thanks a lot.
Great
subject.
Well, thank you. Before you go, I want to ask you this, because this is fantastic. You bring up a great question, but do you think there's a difference between, I'm not sure if you're in broadcasting or a lawyer or if you're just a layperson like me, but I'd be interested in your take. Do you think it's different that if a broadcaster, let's say for a local television show, I mean, they have to, what you're saying is tell the other person, hey, I'm recording this to be put out on the air. But what if it's just intercepting this conversation over the air and then you make an ad, a private pack or whatever makes a political ad and it's broadcast out? It's not being done by the person that owns the television station. They didn't record that. They're simply airing an ad that someone else created.
This is where you get into the legal world of how AI is just going to be opening up a can of worms legally, because one could certainly argue that this person did not give consent. You know, if you take it for and recorded by this stinger and then put it in an ad, one could certainly argue that they hadn't given consent to be broadcast. I don't know. This is really good. And I think this is why it is so good that you are returning to this issue of AI, because we've just started on, we have just started with what's going to be emerging out of this. And it's going to be a quagmire in a lot of ways. And your continued focus on it is really terrific. And I appreciate your doing this. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to us in Madison here at WMDX. Joe in Madison, you can be like Joe. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-967-PARTY or 96-PARTY. I always mess that up. It's 844-96-PARTY if you do it that way. Or better yet, just download the Civic Media app. You don't have it, you say? Well, let me help you out. Open up your smartphone. Doesn't matter whether it's Apple or Android. Go to the App Store. Every smartphone has an App Store. And let me tell you, you can look around in there all day. You simply put Civic Media in the search bar. Civic, that's C-I-V-I-C, like your civics class. And it'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You tap on that, takes less than a minute to download it, and it's free. Free, we say. Gratis. Doesn't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King over at CBS calls a deal. And open that up. You can take Mr. Zombers and I or any of the great programming with you anywhere you go throughout the day. Also, on the app, there's a little button you can just push to call us. Don't have to remember the number. You can also text as well. Simply
go ahead. Currently, that's the best way to text us.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Somers. See, here's a guy who knows what the world's going on from the technology standpoint over at his beautiful multi-screen studios over there.
It's really great. I mean, having these different screens, it does make it easier than trying to switch between windows on one.
Right.
However, the biggest, most important feature to me is that I get two windows as opposed to none.
Right?
I can see Todd and I can see outside.
Right.
Well, not right now. The blinds are closed, but you know, normally.
We're going off on a tangent. And by the way, our friend Luke Mathers is coming up next hour for a Tuesday tangent. I was thinking about this because my office, my new office space, has a window as well looking down State Street. And I thought, wouldn't it be great just to do a show and we have a camera that focuses on State Street and we just talk about people that go by. It could be famous. It could be like
people watching.
Yeah, people watching, right? Could be like a state legislator. And be like, oh, who are they with? Oh, is that a lobbyist or is that who is that? You know, and talk about them. Just talk about, you know, interesting people that walk by the station.
You could run into issues because I think it's a one-party consent for audio. I don't think the same goes for video. And also, I think that's not for entertainment. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
See, I'm not either. But I just come up with the ideas that interest me. I have no idea whether we can legally do them or not. There's only one way to find out. And, you know, Letterman used to have a bit called, oh, no, we're going to get sued. We could restart that. I'm sure the owners of Sage would not appreciate that. But I would find it entertaining. Oh, no, we're going to get sued. No, we don't want to sue anybody. What we want is your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. Would you still vote for someone if you found out they were using artificial intelligence technology? In this case, on this DeSantis ad, the DeSantis pack, Never Back Down, they're taking words that he wrote on his Truth Social network platform and making them into audio using his actual voice, but changing it around to make him say things he never actually said. And again, this is going to get murky, right? Because what if it's a PAC, a political action committee that supports you, but you had nothing to do with it? In the past, what happens is some of these PACs will make an attack ad on the opponent. And sometimes they're just so untruthful that the candidate that the PAC is supporting will come out and say, look, I denounce that ad and I'm asking this political action committee to take it down. Happens less and less, but it used to happen a lot, or at least on occasion. Now with this AI, our candidate's going to have the chutzpah to speak out and say, look, this is just a bunch of baloney. I don't want you using that against me. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'll come back and talk about it after this, as well as the new Trump indictment, possibly, of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly sunny. High of 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, 56. Partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Seasonal temperatures Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board in our brand spanking new world headquarters studios downtown Madison, high atop State Street, just a block off the Capitol Square. Glad to have you along with us on the stream, on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere as well. Here's a little piece of news before I get into more Trump stuff. Kind of a breaking news now that it's over, right? Do you realize, Mr. Zommer, it's amazing we survived this? I'm kind of not kidding. Get this. An airline-sized asteroid, size of a jet, came within a quarter of the moon's distance to Earth on July 13th. Did you hear this?
No.
Right? However, scientists did not detect the asteroid until 2 days after its closest approach. That's because the asteroid approached us from the direction of the sun. I mean, you can't see anything when you look at the sun. It doesn't matter whether you're a satellite or not. The instruments on Earth's surfaces cannot see, both technology and, of course, visually as well. The European Space Agency is working on a satellite that will start spotting asteroids coming from the sun's direction, but that satellite won't even launch until 2030. So, I mean, pretty much, if anything's coming at us from the direction of the sun, we're toast if it hits us.
Well, that probably would have happened anyway.
I did not know that, as Johnny Carson would say. I didn't know that we can't detect stuff coming at us from the direction of the sun.
I didn't know that either. It makes me feel less safe. Not that there's a whole lot we can necessarily do about enormous asteroids, but imagine being in NASA and you go to work and you're like, hey, the whole human race was almost annihilated yesterday. You're like, what?
Dodge that one. So, hey, we're all still here. So we'll be thankful and we'll take it for a win, right? Going to the text and phone lines, give us a call if you'd like, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here in Milwaukee, actually Shorewood, Jeff in Shorewood, Texas on WAUK, our station down in Waukesha, the Shaw, as we like to say. He says, I'll get more worried, talking about artificial intelligence, I'll get more worried when the side using AI denies doing so, making stuff up the whole way. So I guess that's true. Like when they say, no, we didn't do it. That's actually real. But I'm still concerned from the get-go. I agree with the last caller. I think it was Joe and Middleton here. I think we need legislation both federally at the state level that deals with artificial intelligence. Making news this afternoon, broke a couple of hours ago. Former President Donald J. Trump said in a social media post that he has been informed by Special Counsel Jack Smith that he is a target of a criminal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Gonna read a little bit of this. This is verbatim from Trump. He actually wrote this. Quote unquote, deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor with Joe Biden's DOJ, sent a letter, again, it was a Sunday night, stating that I am a target, all capitals, of the January 6th grand jury investigation and giving me a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment, unquote, is what Trump put out. So here's what it means. A target letter, and I'm not sure, but my guess is Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will be touching on this afternoon, immediately following our show at 3 o'clock. Of course, Matt Flynn, an attorney. A target letter from the federal prosecutor to Trump makes clear that prosecutors are focused on Trump's actions into the investigation overturning the 2020 election, and not just of those around him who tried to stop the election loss. This is actually right at Trump himself. I've lost, really, the one up in New York. We got the Mar-a-Lago one. We've got the state one still in Georgia, trying to overturn the election. And now this one from federal prosecutor Jack Smith, I'm assuming in D.C., but we'll find out. I've run out of words, right? I mean, unprecedented just seems to be inadequate at this point. A friend of mine, my friend Sam, who's an attorney, by the way, he's fond of saying, he likes to say, no, nothing surprises me anymore. You know, but he says, but it was unexpected. You know, so I'm not surprised that Donald Trump is indicted in this. And quite frankly, neither was it unexpected. It's not a surprise, nor was it unexpected.
A similar statement that I like to use is, I expected nothing and I was still disappointed.
I mean, this is just surreal, right? Here we are heading into way early, of course, but next month in Milwaukee, having the president, well, supposedly the top contenders for the Republican presidential nomination here in Milwaukee for a debate. Trump saying he may or may not show up at this point. But Trump leads in all the polls. Ron DeSantis flailing in raising money, flailing in the poll numbers. The next person, the closest person to Trump right now is Senator Tim Scott. Donald Trump is the leading contender, the presumed nominee of the Republican Party. And he is now going to be under indictment, it appears, by all intent and purposes, to try to overthrow and overturn the last election. I was a member of the Republican Party for 30 years-ish before I left in 2011 over voting rights issues. If you had told me or any person at a Wisconsin Republican convention back when Ronald Reagan was president or George H.W. Bush or when Bob Dole was the nominee or even when George W. Bush was president, if you had said someday our party will nominate and stand behind someone who is under multiple federal indictments, one of which is to overturn an election, we would have laughed you out of the room. So there's no way that'll ever happen. Not the party of Abraham Lincoln. Not the party of Dwight Eisenhower, of fighting Bob La Follette. Not the party of Tommy Thompson. Not even the party of Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush. But that party is dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Rest in peace. And most people like me that were a part of that former party, no one ain't coming back. Because the Republican Party is now Donald Trump. And it is Trumpism. And to think that it's anything else is a fool's errand. We'll see where all this goes. And the Department of Justice's criminal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election leading up to the January 6th attack, a key issue for prosecutors will be looking into whether Trump's intent and his direct role into overturning the election. We're going to come back, bring in Luke Mathers, Dueling Tangents with Mr. Mathers. We'll ask him about this. Also, some Brewer tickets. We're going to give away two tickets on the other side of the break. Do not go anywhere. And then at the bottom of next hour, we have Josh Mills, a Hollywood insider. Great hour ahead. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allbull Show and Civic Media.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom.